When I worked at the police department, many of the officers were getting a tattoo that simply said, Matthew 5:9, and they had a blue line that went around their bicep. It was the thin blue line representing law enforcement as the line between chaos and society. In fact, the job in Minnesota is generally referred to in the laws and in licensing as peace officer, not police officer. My license had peace officer on it. A police officer is a subdivision of all peace officers who work for a municipality or a city. The thin blue line representing the line between chaos and society was never seen better than on 9/11, and also a couple years ago in January 6th, when the news showed a line of police officers, peace officers, standing shoulder to shoulder, one deep, holding back a riotous crowd at the Capitol. And in fact, many lives were saved because of the strength of the peacemakers, holding back the crowd, and in fact, not escalating a very dangerous situation. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. This should be a good and constant reminder of what we are to do. We are all called to be peacemakers. Like our law enforcement friends, that does not mean we are easily pushed around. Peacemaking can require a firm but gentle hand. As peacemakers, we are called to pray and to forgive our enemies. That indeed is a very strong hand. It takes strength to forgive 7 times 70 times. That takes a lot of strength and a lot of persistence. It takes even more strength sometimes to pray for our enemies as we disagree with them. Sometimes more than just disagreeing, opposed to our soul, to our very core. Sometimes in issues like abortion and some of our freedoms. But holding on to the strength of a peacemaker, praying for and wanting good to happen to our enemies takes strength. Sometimes praying for and wanting good to happen to our enemies when they are in disagreement in our families takes even more strength. Sometimes, to be a peacemaker, we need the strength to hold back our tongues. As we are called to admonish the sinner, but only if we can do so with good certainty that they will listen to us. I've had several occasions to admonish some in the realm of them needing admonishment, and I have done so. And now, when tempted to do so again, I must be strong and hold back. For they are not listening to me. And being a talker, it sometimes takes a lot of strength to hold back my tongue and to hold back giving them a piece of my mind, and I have little enough mind to spare anyway. I must not harp on them, cajole them, and push them, lest they become more obstinate and turn away from God completely. Like Saint Monica, sometimes we have to leave it in the hands of God. And we are left with praying and fasting for them. And yes, sometimes even praying for ourselves to be doing the loving and peaceful thing. We, as peacemakers, keep the peace, but must still be strong. Society does not dictate what is right. Adam and Eve thought so and decided for themselves what was right. The Bible is full of references to kings who do what is right in their own eyes. References to the peoples doing what was right in their own eyes. and failing miserably. God has told us what to do. To love God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. We must not be swayed while those around us are. We live our lives in peaceful coexistence with those around us with whom we often disagree. We are to become the light on the hill, sometimes peacefully in the distance on a hill showing the way, and sometimes at the foot of the hill leading the way.